we got? So it's on you guys. Well, obviously you took AJ McCarron. This is not about Andy Dalton. You know, this is really about improving the room. Obviously, AJ was on our board. And, again, we kind of hold true to our board. He's a tremendous football player, played a lot of big games at Alabama. We have a lot of respect for his talent, his ability. And, again, our whole thing here in Cincinnati is trying to improve everywhere that we can. You know, so, again, we're adding another good football player to an already very talented room, and we'll let guys compete. No, this is not about her either, you know. This is about the young man. And obviously, I think it's been a little unfair. I've heard all the reports and things that have been said about him. You know, a lot of people call me cocky. A lot of people call me that, you know, I have a lot of confidence too. And I kind of like that in a guy. I kind of like that in a quarterback. I think you have to have a little bit of that so that you can raise above sometimes some tough times. So whatever this is, the stigma that's been put on him, hopefully he can come here and play good football. Behind and with the other quarterbacks that we have and continue to grow as a player as he progresses in the National Football League.
Ken Anderson, I was talking to the other day. He was his guy as he was training for combine and all that kind of stuff. And he said that at the pro day, they made sure that the routes they threw were of length and accuracy combinations that would dispel rumors about his lack of quote arm strength. Were you guys impressed with his pro day?
Well, I didn't make it down for the pro day. I went by myself, just spent a day with him, just he and I on the board, on the field, and I felt fine with his arm strength.
What about him? He's got pretty good football IQ, too.
I loved it. I love how he carries himself, the enthusiasm for the game, the work ethic. You know he's tough playing for Coach Saban down there and being in so many big games. He's played with pro players every year he's been down there. So hopefully this next step for him, you know, it'll be big. But he's been playing with some guys that are pretty good too.
You just talk about, you know, you can't steal reps away from Andy when you're trying to get ready for season. When you're trying to develop, how do you find those reps? What are the ways that you start to work on developing a guy like AJ without taking anything away from working with Andy?
Well, the time before and after practice, we'll maximize all the minutes that we can, the meeting room time. So when we do go out there, we know exactly what we're working on and why we're doing it and really hone in on some of the specifics we need to get him further along in a short period of time.
I think Kenny just said it best. He's going to have to do more, you know, because we're not going to take any of those reps away from Andy and what we're trying to accomplish for him and with him. And I know that's always the case, you know, when you bring in another quarterback, where does he get the opportunity to grow? I think with Coach Zampezi, being in the room with the other guys, but I think he's going to have to do a little bit more before and after practice in order to get caught up to speed.
Were you surprised that that third tier of quarterbacks kind of lasted through this long? I mean, all the talk you heard coming into this was going to be much earlier.
No doubt. I mean, there's some very talented players, and that's kind of, you know, you never know how anything, a draft, is going to go. You know, it's all based on need and based on where people have people slotted within their boards. And obviously, you know, it's no different than a running back deal. I mean, it was a while before that took shape, you know. And now here's the quarterback situation. Guys are starting to come off the board pretty quickly here. So I know that's the value, and we all know the quarterback's value is normally higher than what it's been this year. But at the end of the day, I just think this is a very uncommon year.
Obviously, first thing in evaluation is the guy, is his physical ability. But other things like playing in the SEC, Saban in his system, where do all those other factors fall when you're doing evaluations on a guy like this?
Well, Lap, you hit it. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into it, but there's a certain physical characteristic that they all have to have. Is this size and arm talent worthy of this level? And from there, it's all the intangibles, and you start listing where he played, who he played for, who he played with, who he played against, how he carries himself, how he studies, and those are all those things that you find out through the process of spending time with him. And I think at this position, it's not a height, weight, speed one. It's more of a, what are the intangibles and how do they fit for you? And does he have the perseverance and determination to fight through some of the things that are going to happen to him in the process?
You said this is not about Andy, but actions speak louder than words.
Absolutely.
And everybody has been saying for a long time that this is our quarterback, we're behind him. certainly waiting until the fifth round for a quarterback would suggest that, you know, that's exactly the way.
Andy Dalton's our quarterback, and we stand behind him 100%. And he's done a tremendous job during the offseason, and I'm so looking forward to working with all these guys. But obviously, he's the leader of our football team, and I think he has a bright, bright future ahead of him.
Did you guys have conversations with Andy before this?
I did not. No, I don't think that's what's important. I think, you know, we're in the draft, and the most important thing is that we continue to get our team the best we can, you know, how the organization sees it. And I think all of our players understand that heading into the draft. You know, at the end of the day, who we take, if you're really a good football player and you're playing here in Cincinnati, I don't think guys are worried about who's putting on the team. You know, at the end of the day, I think you have a job to do and you're going to prepare yourself and you can't worry about who comes in. So I think our players, Marvin has done a great job of making sure our team understands we're going to add players. And if you want to be here, the most important thing is you work to be here and you continue to get better. And I think everybody understands that.
How much conversation was there about possibly taking a quarterback maybe a couple of rounds? Were there spots where maybe some quarterbacks would have been in that conversation?
Yeah, I mean, there's always, and like I said, Mike in our department and coaches and everybody, we all do a great job of bouncing things off of each other. There was other times when you talk about something, but again, we're trying to handle needs. You know, there's a player sitting there, but maybe there's a need at another position at the time. I think we've done a great job at this point of addressing those needs. And again, we'll continue to do it as we finish out this draft. But, you know, there's always discussions about who's there, do they fit, where they slotted at. And again, I think we've done a good job, and I think we just added another really good football player to our team.
This guy's got skins on the wall, national championship.
Mm-hmm.
That's no bigger skin than that. But he had to wait his turn, and then he capitalized. Are you confident he's a we guy and not a me guy? Like, he won't come in here and rock the boat, you know? And I mean, he's had a lot of success, but is he a we guy?
I'll let Kenny speak to that first, and then I will address that.
He's a we guy, and we'll make sure he's a we guy. There's not going to be a me guy in our room, period. And I know I'm not going to stand for it, neither is Coach Jackson. So I didn't get that impression from him. He did have to wait his time. And then when it was his time, he did his business down there better than most other people in the country. And I really enjoyed the time I spent with him. I think he's going to be terrific for our room, and he'll raise the competitive level of our group.
And I think Kenny just said it best. I wanted to make sure we were definitely on the same page, and we are, because we don't – I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, that's none of that happens in any of our rooms. You know, it's about becoming the best football player you can be, and it's not about – them. It's about the team. It's about you when you're getting yourself ready and preparing. But at the end of the day, it's about our football team, the offensive unit. And I think he will fit. You said it. The guy's won a lot of games, and he's waited his term. And if that's what it is here, that's what he'll have to do. But at the end of the day, we're trying to become something very special. And in order to do that, every player in every room that we have to do their part. And we don't know him that well yet. We'll get to know him as we move forward, and we're looking forward to working with him.
Coach, do you see him basically putting in time behind Campbell and or Johnson?
You know, that's yet to be determined. I think obviously Andy's our starter, and Jason right now is our backup, and we still have Josh here, you know, at this point, and then here comes McCarron. So we'll work through all that process as he gets here, and then we'll see how that all shakes out. But, you know, again, there's been a lot of young quarterbacks that have kind of climbed really fast, you know, because guys have been prepared. I don't know where he is in that process other than I see the skill set. I know of the player. I know of our quarterback coach who has a real good relationship with him at this point, and then we're going to go from there. I'm sorry?
Is this a year you keep three quarterbacks? You have to keep three quarterbacks?
I don't know that. I mean, that's yet to be determined. I mean, we'll let all those chips fall as we go. You know, we're just excited to keep adding real good football players to this organization, this football team.
What are the biggest things that you need to work with him, and how does that project over the course of a year or 2 years to get him to a point where you'd want him to be at?
Well, we got to speed him up. The game's faster. And all these guys that come from college are used to a certain speed, and the guys they're playing with and against are faster than what they're used to. So right off the top of my head, we will speed him up from the day he gets here. His learning process, his movements, his urgency, everything about what he does will take another tick forward with speed.
We have the best quarterback coach in the business, so I feel very comfortable that we'll get this guy going as fast as we can. as fast as he's willing to learn it, as much time as he's willing to take, we'll get him where he needs to be.
Kenny, what do you think is best for him?
It's important to him, really important to him. The bar in his mind is set really high. And I know he felt that this is a long way down the road for him to get picked. Happy being picked, but he saw himself in a much higher light in regards to how the NFL saw him. And I just know that he sees himself as a guy that's a starter, that's on top of the heap, that he can do all those things, and I love that about him.
Nobody is more demanding at the collegiate level, maybe at any level, than Saban. And he seemed to thrive on those demands, and he and Saban seem like almost father and son, the relationship those guys have. Is that part of the process when you're looking at a kid like that?
Yeah, I mean, where he comes from, the conference he plays in, obviously the way he plays and all the characteristics that we look for playing quarterback. But at the end of the day, you got to be able to win. You know, when it's all said and done, that's what quarterbacks do. They win. And he's done that. So, and he's done it at a very high level in a very, very good college program. So he has a lot going for him. And if we can take this talent that he has and channel it and get it to mesh with what we're doing and where we're headed, I think there's going to be an opportunity for him as he continues to move on. We tell our quarterbacks, all of them here, and it's something I truly believe in, you may not start here, but if you come here and you grow and you prepare and you learn, you may have to play someplace else in your career. We never know how that's going to unfold. But what we know we're going to do is create an environment where our quarterbacks can become the best that they can be. And that's what we've done up to this point. And we're going to throw him in the mix and see where we can get this young man to.
How much of emphasis do you guys place on that, on the winning aspect of a quarterback's pre-draft?
I do a lot. I think it's important. I think it's very important because those guys are able to raise the level of play of people around them. You know, they're able to make those special plays that I think you have to make in order to be considered one of the better players in whether it's college football or whether it's pro football. I just think it's too important. And like our guy right now, our guy's won 30 games in 3 years. I mean, that's a lot of football games. And so that's why I'm so confident and comfortable with Andy Dalton. We're bringing in another guy who's won a lot of games at Alabama, you know, and I think that's very, very important as you move forward.
Particularly the games like the SEC
Championship. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.